Legions of Apple fans have been waiting for details about the company's Apple Watch. Well, this morning, the company finally satisfied those eager would-be customers. And here with details about the device of the year, or at least the device du jour, is GeekWire's co-founder and editor, Todd Bishop. Hello.
Hi, Marcy.
Apple announced this watch, I think, in September.
Last fall.
I don't remember what they said then, but what did they have to say this morning?
So they filled in a few of the details. Tim Cook, at a special event down in California this morning, showed off the number of different models that they're going to be coming out with the Apple Watch. And probably the most attention-grabbing detail is that there will, in fact, be a version that will cost $10,000, just in case you weren't willing to plop down the money for the low end, $349. You could go as high as $10,000.
$349 is the low end? I thought they were going to announce like a $100 version.
No. It's starting at $349 for the Apple Watch, the Sport edition. The main edition, it's going to start at $549. But there is, in fact, an edition called the Apple Watch edition that features an 18-karat gold solid case. And you can find it in select retailers for $10,000.
And is that $10,000 Apple Watch going to do more than the Apple Watch Sport?
No, it's all about
it just looks pretty.
Remind
us what this wonderful device is going to do.
So it is essentially a high-end smartwatch. So it will do things like measure your fitness, measure your heartbeat. Apple today showed new apps from companies including Uber. So without pulling out the phone from your pocket, you'll be able to tap on your watch and hail an Uber to come with you. You'll also be able to call up your boarding pass, for example, as you go through onto your watch. So you could see different practical applications where it might be nice actually to not pull the smartphone out of your pocket.
But it sounds like it will do a lot of the same things that my iPhone currently does.
Absolutely. And that is the big challenge for all of these smartwatches out there. They have yet to really prove the definitive, unique killer app.
I have an idea. They could vacuum, do windows, and do laundry, and that would sell me on a $10,000. Yeah, actually. So why is it such a big deal for consumers? Why was this the big buzz over the weekend and certainly this morning?
Apple has made a habit of redefining the markets that it's entered. It did not come out with the first smartphone. It didn't come out with the first tablet, but it certainly has set the standard in each of those areas. And the company really has a chance, at least, to do that here with the Apple Watch. I think that this is a difficult category to do it in, though. There is a trend away from wearing watches in general, so Apple really needed to show something that was just over and above compelling, and I don't think we've seen it yet.
I'm telling you, vacuuming. GeekWire's Todd Bishop is with us once again. You mentioned that Apple's modus operandi is to come in not first, but with something that's defining. So who are the competitions? Who are the competitors?
A variety of companies. At the platform level, Google has come out with its Android Wear platform that a number of different companies are building devices on. And you've seen Samsung with its Galaxy Gear devices that connect to its Galaxy smartphone lineup. So those are some of the biggies. And so for the most part, it's the smartphone makers that are making similar leaps into wearables. At the low end, you've also seen fitness companies, Fitbit, Jawbone, and even Microsoft to some extent come in with more streamlined fitness trackers that they're going to be competing with Apple against.
I know that you were test driving the Microsoft wearable fitness tracker.
Yes.
And a month ago, you wrote that you would update us. What is your update?
It has been a struggle for me, and I don't know how much of this to pin on my own personal fitness habits and my inability to stick with a regimen versus the Microsoft device. I will say that, so I have not been using it as much. I've been using it pretty sporadically. Microsoft did come out with a nice update a few weeks ago where they added a web dashboard that allows you to track things. So it's not just on your phone anymore, and you can actually track it on the web. And they also, for cyclists, for bicycling, they have a specified and very dedicated app that you can use to track your progress there.
Is Microsoft contemplating full competition with Apple when it comes to a smartwatch like the Apple Watch?
I don't think so. The Microsoft band seemed in some ways to be a very stealthy project. I think Microsoft is pouring most of its attention right now into HoloLens, its blended reality, augmented reality headset that Microsoft is coming out with. And so I think in terms of a true wearable competition with the Apple Watch, I think that's something where they're not going to be tackling.
So when can I get my $10,000 Apple Watch?
So pre-orders start on April 10th, and the watches start launching, start shipping on April 24th. So it's coming up here in a little bit more than a month.
Well, I hope they send you a demo of the $10,000 version.
Sure. I'm top of their list for the Rolex of smartwatches, yes.
I'm talking technology with our regular guest, GeekWire editor Todd Bishop. Now, I understand, and I wasn't able to listen to the webcast of Tim Cook's presentation, that they were going to address more than the watch itself this morning. So what other news came out of Apple?
There's a brand new MacBook, in fact, that Apple announced this morning.
I'm kind of excited about that news.
Absolutely. So it's the thinnest and lightest MacBook yet. And here's the interesting thing about it. It only has one port. It's a high-end USB port that can be used to power the device and also to connect to external monitors. They're using a lot of wireless technology to try and make up the difference, so Bluetooth and other technologies. You'll still be able to get a traditional MacBook with all of the regular ports on it, but this is their new attempt to sort of redefine this category.
Well, how is that different than the iPad?
Well, in some ways, it's the same in that, you know, it's pretty much a streamlined device. It's very thin. But at the same time, OS X is still a very different operating system than iOS. And obviously, too, they have a keyboard, a built-in keyboard on this device.
How big will it be?
I'm just looking it up right now. It weighs in at just under 2 pounds, 24% thinner than the current 11-inch MacBook. And it's a 12-inch Retina display.
So it's going to be, I'm holding up a Post-it note. It's not much thicker than that.
It is. Tim Cook held it up at the event this morning and said, do you see it? Are you having a hard time seeing it? Because I can't really even feel it in my hands. So that's their new gimmick. It's super light.
Well, it sounds like Apple, at least under the leadership of Tim Cook, is trying to retain its hold on the novel that Steve Jobs pioneered for the company.
Absolutely. And they bring out Johnny Ive, the Apple design guru, to impart his British accent onto all their videos. So you still have a little bit of the Apple pretentiousness coming out here. Can I say that in Microsoft country?
I don't know. Microsoft, he just threw down the gauntlet. You need to respond. Todd Bishop is co-founder and editor of GeekWire, the Seattle-based technology news site. Get your order in for that 10K Apple Watch. Todd's a regular guest on The Record. We'll see you in a couple weeks. Thanks,
Marcy.